sing like the birdies sing. Tweet, 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 tweet. Let's all sing like the birdies sing. Tweet, 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 tweet. Let's all warble like nightingales. Give your throat a treat. Take a dime from the bird. Now you all know the words. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Hello again out there in Birdland. It's Ansi Tebbets along with
Jim Darmstadt.
Here we are, your weekend edition of For the Birds. A really kind of soggy week, a mild week, and a muddy week. Yet again, many parts of Vermont are having another mud season that's usually reserved to April, late March. But once again, some of the back roads really challenging this week.
There kind of hasn't been a break from mud season this winter, huh?
Not really. We've had some good rut seasons as well because we had a nice, you know, when it freezes. So all those road crews, the town road crews, have had their work cut out for them. You know, it's serious when you get the warnings from the bus routes that they may not be happening. The buses may not run and... You know, and so much commerce is happening on back roads. So it's all the people making deliveries, and the mail carriers must be like the people that know every single spot where to go, not to go. They must really have it down, though.
Well, that's true. That's something, yeah, that, you know, 20 years ago that wasn't a thing so much, was it? Now there's, yeah, people are getting things delivered all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of stuff going on the back roads. So, as well as birds, I think we're just, I think we're way ahead of some things. We talked about it last week. So when we were kids, we used to keep a list of when the birds returned, and in some old drawer, my brother found a list of. So if we go back to 1973. And I remember it was a huge deal when you saw, you know, the first robin, the first red-winged blackbird, the first song sparrow. It was a big deal because the 70s, we had tons of snow. I mean, when I say tons, I mean it was lots of snow. And things didn't melt as early. So 1973, according to the list, it was March 23rd that we saw our first red-winged blackbird here up on the hill.
Wow.
So,
do you think that was a typical year back in the 70s?
I think it's typical, yeah. It was late March when you really started to see, those birds start to come back. That's, you know, that's back in my 4-H birding days, you know.
Right. Well, that's interesting data. That'd be great. Actually, could enter that kind of historic data into eBird.
Mm-hmm.
Be fascinating to have folks who are out there who have old records of birds, when birds returned. If you have an eBird account, get that entered into eBird as historic data. That would tell a fascinating story. I'm sure a lot of that's on in eBird already, but the more data, the better. Things have changed, and especially with these short distance migrants, grackles, blackbirds, song sparrows. These guys are all more short distance migrants, wintering only as far south as they have to. Mid-Atlantic states, southern New England. They can take advantage of the warmer, snow-free conditions and start heading north at a much earlier date. But I think you're totally right that, you know, over time that can happen, that can vary from year to year. There's some noise in the data, I'm sure. But overall, the trend has been these short distance migrants anyway, coming back anywhere from a week to maybe 3 weeks early.
Yeah. And I think also we're also seeing some of these birds stay the winter as well in some regions of Vermont. I mean, I think it was pretty rare, you know, back in the 70s when we'd spot a robin maybe in the Champlain Valley. And it probably happened, and maybe because we have more communication, we learned a bit more now. But I think we're also seeing, you know, the bluebirds, the robins, some redwings actually stay the winter in, you know, small numbers and do not migrate.
True, yeah. Even white-throated sparrow, song sparrow. These birds, I think you're right. There is better communication with eBird. We kind of are more aware of the sightings around the state, but I've definitely been hearing about red-winged blackbirds visiting feeders in the winter. Maybe grackles, not so much. Definitely some of the sparrows, like white-throated sparrow. I even heard one the other day singing. I couldn't believe it. It was a young bird. I could tell it was young because its song was very scratchy, not very polished yet, but there's a white-throated sparrow singing in the local park. But yeah, these birds are definitely spending the winter. I think robins and bluebirds, that's been going on for a while, I'd say, but maybe some of the other birds, it's more recent, like blackbirds.
Yeah. For the birds, your weekend edition, Chip and Anson, talking about some of the arrivals and the mild winter we've had, and in many places, lack of snow, although some of the areas in the forecast were expected to get some snow, which is, I think, people are pretty excited about. Most people in March aren't not excited about snow, but this year we have not had as, in the mountains it's been okay, but other places it hasn't been so hot. And we're in the midst of sugaring, so we don't want sugaring to end too quickly. So anything to tap the brakes, a little bit on the weather would be great. Anything exciting in your neighborhood that you're seeing? I did hear a report of a song sparrow in Barrie, which I thought was pretty early, singing away.
Yeah, definitely. I haven't heard or haven't seen a song sparrow yet, but definitely hearing lots of reports. Killdeer. I heard it's caught my first killdeer this past week. I was going out to breakfast with my wife and had one flyover calling. And that's a bird that, they need bare ground. So if there's a couple feet on the snow, they're not going to do so well. So with all this open, bare ground, it's, for killdeer, they can come back early and do just fine. Same with woodcock, which we talked a little bit about last week. So some of our quote-unquote nesting shorebirds, killdeer, woodcock, snipe. I haven't heard any snipe reports yet, but it won't be too long. I don't know. What else? Phoebes? Have you heard of it? Have anyone seen phoebes yet?
Maybe in the southern Vermont. We don't want to hear the phoebe sing, because traditionally that's the end of sugaring. Usually when you hear phoebe, that's the old... That's the old barometer. So I have not heard the phoebe. We did have on the pond and back of the barn, we did have hooded mergansers, and they're running about 3 weeks early. No ice on the pond, which is, pretty rare this time of year. We didn't have any really cold weather in, February or January. So the pond is open water. It's a small pond. And the mergansers is running about 3 weeks early. So they're back. And we got some open fields, so if a killdeer wanted to come, or a woodcock, we have plenty of brown grass in the it's certainly not frozen, so there's opportunity to feed, I guess.
Yeah, I was struck regarding the open water, going to Dead Creek the last day of February, Leap Day, and all the water, there was some ice, but mostly open water at Dead Creek and the Brillier access there. It's just, amazing. One thing maybe to see open water on Lake Champlain, but even some of the smaller water bodies, open water. And probably the most remarkable thing I saw that day was a huge flock of northern pintail. 101, we counted. I did a really diligent count of the pintail, and a lot of drakes, beautiful drake pintail. 101, so that was a fun day, but I was just amazed to see all this open water at Dead Creek.
Did you get to 98? Said, yeah, we can do it, we can get to 100, we can get to 101.
And you can't stop at 100. Then everyone thinks you just, you guessed. So
That's right. Just to, we saw 100 of them. Yeah. No, we actually saw 101 of them.
Right. then everyone knows it's for real.
For real.
That's a duck where I think I often see one or two. Maybe if I get excited, if there's a group of six, but that was a lot of pintail, and I've been hearing lots of reports of pintail in the Champlain Valley, all up and down the lake. So that bird seems to be having a good year and definitely on the move, migrating.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, everyone, hunker down. Hope you can get off the hill with all the mud, and then we got some snow coming and got some ruts. But here we are, the mini seasons of Vermont. And many birds are about on our doorstep to come back, and some have arrived. So here we made it through, another winter almost, they say.
Yeah. Enjoy it, everybody. It's, migration is happening.
Okay, until next time. I'm Anson Tebbets.
I'm Chip Darmstadt.
Ooh, the birds.
Let's all sing like the birdies sing. Tweet, 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 tweet. Let's all sing like the birdies sing. Tweet, 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 tweet. Let's all warble like nightingale. Give your throat a treat. Take a dime from the bird. Now you all know the words.